Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you on today, to be here live. God is good and worthy to be praised. And you know, I love him. I love him. I love him with everything in me. I love Jesus, my heart, my mind, my body, and my soul. I love God. I love him. And I'm just so grateful for the Holy Spirit who gives me power to make it through every single day, to make it through every trial, every tribulation that comes my way. I am just so grateful to be a daughter of the Most High God. I'm just a blessed woman, and I know it. And when we were children, there was a song that said, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And I just want to say, if you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. We're here. I'm here live. And as you know, I encourage callers to call in to join me on the ministry program. The number is 646-652-4832. And also the chat board is open for those of you who want to come in via the chat room. Amen, amen, and praise God. How are you all doing out there? I pray that everybody is blessed. I pray that you know that the Lord has a great plan for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope for your future. And no matter what's going on right now, I want you to be encouraged. Be encouraged and know that God is in control. He really is in control. I know that it does not look good for some of you. I know that there are circumstances that may be a bit difficult for you to get through right now, but believe you me, you're going to make it. Oh, yes, you're going to make it through. So do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap the benefits of your labor if you faint not. Amen, amen, and praise God. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord, and I magnify your name. I glorify your name on today. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. I ask that you have your way. Have your way during this time that I'm here on Block Talk Radio. Speak to my heart. Speak to the hearts of those who will tune in, Lord. Lord, there's somebody out there that needs to hear a word from you. So, God, I ask that you come in and let your Holy Spirit take over in the name of Jesus and speak to the hearts of your people. Lord, we need you. We need you. We need you, God. We can't go forward without you. And we thank you, Lord, for the magnificence of your power, Father God, that is, Father God, in your word, Father God, as we go into your word. I ask that you, Father God, just let your word be illuminated in the hearts of those who are here. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I commit this program to you. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. It is Tuesday, December the, the 17th, the 18th, December the 18th, 2007. Amen. It is almost Christmas. Amen. We are heading towards Christmas. And I just pray that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you as you do any shopping or make any preparations that you have to make for the day that our Lord and Savior was born, the day that we celebrate the birth of Christ. Amen. Amen. Don't get stressed out. Don't get stressed out. Don't spend money that you do not have. Amen. And I said this before, and I'll say it again, that is of the evil one to get you in a whole bunch of debt to get you to the place that you are stressed out because you have so many bills to pay. And if the truth were to be told, some of us have enough bills that we don't need to go out there and accumulate more. Amen. Amen and praise God. But today I want to share with you from the book of Matthew chapter 16. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Matthew chapter 16. Amen. And I want to talk a little bit about when Jesus rebuked Satan, who was working through Peter, and he said, Satan, get behind me. I want to talk a little bit about the power that dwells in you, the power that dwells in us. We talk about power in the word. That word comes to bring us power, amen. And also there's another power that dwells on the inside of us that goes virtually untapped. I want to talk about that a little bit today. I want to talk about opposition, amen, as we're moving forward, as you're moving forward to do the things that God has called you to do. Sometimes you run into opposition, amen. I want to talk about opposition a little bit, and I want to talk about your declaration, amen. What are you declaring, amen, as you go through the trials and tribulations in your life? And finally, if I have time, I want to begin to talk to you about standing in spite of it all, amen, and being able to have perseverance, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me read this scripture starting with Matthew chapter 16, starting with verse 13. It reads, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And that first bit of scripture really reminds us that we need to be clear on the identification of our Savior. Amen. Here was a time when Jesus was walking with the disciples and he had done many miracles in their sight. Amen. Hallelujah. He had cast out the demons from the man over in the tombs. He had healed Peter's mom. He had healed the sick woman and brought the dead girl back from the dead. He had walked on water and also influenced Peter in such a way that Peter believed that he could walk on water, to the point that Peter did, in fact, walk on water. Amen. Amen. Jesus had done many, many miracles. Amen. He had fed the 5,000, amen, with two fish and five loaves. And all of this he did in the sight of his disciples. As a matter of fact, he had even rebuked the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Amen. He had even shown them, amen, the wisdom and the authority that had been placed in him by God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But yet, he felt the need at this point in their journey, at this point in his ministry, to stop and ask the disciples, who did they think that he was? Amen. He first asked them, who do people say that I am? And they felt quite comfortable in answering that question. He said, some say that you're John the Baptist. Some say that you're Isaiah. Some say that you're Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. Amen. And then Jesus went ahead and said, well, you know, forget about them. Let's forget about them for a minute. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that the Son of Man is? Amen. And that's the question that God wants to ask us on today. He wants to ask you, and I want to ask you to present this question to you on today. Who do you say that he is? Amen. Hallelujah. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who is he, and who is he to you? Amen. Amen. Because you know, the thing about it is that we're walking with Christ. A lot of us are Christians, amen. A lot of people that listen to Power in the Word, you're Christians and you're walking with Christ, and you love Christ and you profess your undying love for him, and you've seen him work miracles in your life. And just like the disciples, he sent them out to do ministry. Some of you have been sent out by Christ to do ministry, amen, and you've been empowered by Christ to do certain ministries and to work miracles. You've even done miracles. Some of you have laid hands on the sick and seen the sick come to life, come back to be healed. Amen. Some of you have done things that they have said would be impossible, so you've walked on water, so to speak. And then some of you have preach great sermons, amen, and prophesy, you know, words that have really changed the lives of those that have been prophesied to through you. God has worked through you in miraculous ways, and yet it gets to a point where you have to ask yourself and you have to be asked, who is Jesus to you? Especially during this Christmas season when so many people are out there spending money that they do not have, charging up their credit cards and going into debt only to be faced with the reality of the bill in January. So that's why I exhort you, don't do it. Don't spend the money if you don't have it tangibly in your hand. Don't spend it. But I'm asking you today, who is Jesus Christ to you? Amen. Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? Amen. Is he your Savior only and not your Lord? Amen. Is he your lifeline? Amen. Is he your connection? Amen. To the Most High God? Amen. Is he the mediator? Amen. Who stands and makes intercession for you and makes intercession for me? Amen. On our behalf? Amen. I'm asking you today, who is he and who is he to you? And he had to ask the disciples, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Because there can come a time in our walk with Christ where we get so familiar, and we're supposed to be in relationships. So if you're familiar with the Christ, the anointed one, Jesus, the God of our salvation, if you're familiar with him, if you have a relationship with him, that's a good thing, amen. Don't begrudge that, amen. But I want to exhort you not to become too familiar, amen, with the anointing, not to get to the point where you're taking that relationship for granted. I want to exhort you to continually be aware of the fact that Christ is God, amen, and that all the power of God dwelt in him as he dwelt here in the earth, amen, and as he is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and making intercession for me. He is also dwelling with you, amen, dwelling on the inside of you and dwelling on the inside of me. There is power. There is power dwelling on the inside of you. And so often we get to a point in life where we feel like we're not going to be able to make it, that it's too much and it's too hard and there are too many people coming against us. There are times when you feel like Murphy's Law is working in your life and everything that can go wrong does go wrong. And I want to encourage you on today and say that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ dwells in you. If you are a Christian, if you are a Christian, he is your everlasting power. Amen. He is the one that's going to get you the power, to give you the power to get out of that situation, to get out of that bad relationship, to get out of debt, to get out of depression, to get out of being discouraged because people have let you down over and over and over again. He is the Christ, the God of your salvation, the anointed one, the Messiah, amen, who was sent, amen, to bring you up out of sin, to bring you up out of that madness that you call life, to bring me up out of my mess that I was in before I got saved. I was in all kinds of mess before Jesus Christ came into my life. But he came in and he changed my life, gave me a brand new life. And he wants to do the same for you, amen, if he hasn't already. He is magnificent. He is the Lamb of God, amen, the Lion of Judah, amen. Hallelujah. There is none like him. There is none like him. And he gives us power. We have to realize that Jesus Christ gives us power that people can't even begin to understand how we have made it through some of the stuff that we had to make it through in this life. Amen. Some people are looking at you and they're scratching their head and they're saying, how did she make it through that? How did he make it through that? How was he able to keep his head up? How was she able to keep moving forward? Although I know she doesn't have any money and I know that he doesn't have anybody supporting him and I know that all of their friends have turned their backs on them. People are asking how? And we can only say that it is only by the blood of Jesus, amen, that we're able to hold our heads up, amen, that we're able to walk with our backs straight and our shoulders squared to say that God, if God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? Because God told us in his word that he would never leave us and he would never forsake us. And we have to be reminded of that on today to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God is with us. And that he's going to bring us through. God's going to bring you through every storm. He's going to bring you through every tribulation. It does not come to destroy you. It's going to build character, yes. And sometimes it's going to be hard, yes. But you're going to have patience. And you're going to have more faith when you come out of that thing. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm encouraging myself in the Lord on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And sometimes it doesn't look like what God said it would be. And you're looking at that thing and you're saying, oh, my God, this is hard. This is difficult for me. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. And my kids are going crazy. And my husband is acting like a fool. And my wife is not submitting to the authority of me being her husband, and she's out there running the streets, getting drunk and carrying on it. And, you know, you're looking at God and you're saying, God, this is not the life that I'm supposed to have as a Christian. And God is saying, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Trust in me, he's saying, and trust also in my son Jesus. Amen. Trust in me, God says, and trust also in Jesus. God says he's not going to let you go through any more than you can handle. And when you feel like you're going under, when you feel like you can't make it anymore, that you can't take anymore, look around you. Look around you, because there's a ram in the bush. There's a ram in the bush. God has already provided a way out. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I came to preach to somebody today. Amen. I came to encourage somebody today during this Christmas season when they're trying to take Christ out of Christmas. Amen. I can tell you that they can do everything that they want to do on their billboards. Amen. They can try to take Christ out of Christmas, but one thing they can't do, my brother, one thing they cannot do, my sister, and I see you call, I'm going to pick you up, but one thing they cannot do is take Christ out of you, amen. They can't take the power of Christ out of your heart, amen. They can't take Christ out of you, amen, and his power that resides and dwells in you. The power is in you, and I'm not talking about New Age. I'm not talking about the secret or the universe. I'm talking about the power of Christ that dwells on the inside of you. Amen. And you got to receive this on today, because Satan has been trying to sift you. Amen. But Jesus is making intercession for you, just like he interceded for Peter. Amen. He said, I pray that your faith may not fail you. Amen. And he prays for us, just like he prayed for Peter. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just be encouraged, and they can do whatever they want to do. Don't be dismayed because of the evildoers and what's going on in this world. Hallelujah. And pray, because I'm trying to get you up on this board. I'm going to get you up here, caller. I'm going to get you here. But don't be dismayed by what you see with your eyes and what they're doing in this world and how they're acting like fools and acting like God is not God. Amen. Because they can't take God's power from him. Amen. They cannot take God's power from him. His power is the beginning and the end, and it's the answer to all things. Amen. But we have to realize that we have a power in us that cannot be snatched out. Now, you can sacrifice it if you surrender, but I'm encouraging you on today, don't give up. Don't you dare surrender. Amen. And call the 414 area code. You're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Hello, Pastor Rebecca. It's Dana.
Hey, Dana. Praise the Lord. How you doing, my sister?
I'm good. I'm good. I just had to take a minute to call. You know, usually I'm just listening to the program, but, you know, it was so awesome, some of the things you were saying, and I missed looking up the scripture, but I did hear you. But I wanted to say real quick, you are so right, and it was probably for me to hear the show on today, because, you know, there are many, many attacks happening on my family just in the past few days. And when you get to one thing, it's like, okay, let me get past this one thing, Lord, and let me try to get past this one thing, and let's move on. When you move on, and it's another thing, and then you move on, and it's another thing. And I'm like, wait a minute, now what is going on? I don't have enough strength to be trying to handle all of whatever is happening. And, you know, when you look at some things, you know, you have to look at it like it's the spirit. It's the spirit of whatever is wrong, evil, that whatever is wrong in a person. You know, I had a situation with my son on yesterday, and I thought to myself, somebody is trying to kill me because this is my son. You have got to be kidding. This could not have happened to my son.
Yeah.
It just couldn't have. And, you know, when I got to my son and he said to me, well, yeah, I said, you got to be out your mind.
Yes.
And I couldn't even think straight to say, Lord, what's the problem? All the way there, I drove from work to my son's school.
Mm-hmm.
All the way there, I said, help me, because if somebody is lying, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yes.
And I said, if this is the truth, I still don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when it got to be, and it got to be the truth, I said, this could not be happening. But that wasn't the first thing. The first thing happened when my brand-new car my husband bought me last Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's sitting in my garage right now. Why is it sitting in my garage? Well, the window will not come back up. Why won't my window come up?
This
is my brand-new car. Just it's starting to, just piece by piece, just one little thing is falling to pieces. I don't have any money to fix it. The enemy knows I don't have any money right now.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would have asked me for $2. I couldn't give them
$2. Jesus.
And I said, you know, every time I said, piece by piece, it's something. You get past one thing, you go to another. This was not a big deal for me to put the car in the garage. Why? Because we have three cars. My husband has his work car and his van that he drives on the weekend, and I have my van.
Uh-huh.
His van back and forth to work. It's not a big deal. You know, you get past one thing, you go on to the next, and there's another thing. So I wasn't expecting this issue with my son. So when I'm listening to you this morning, Pastor Becky, it's like, when I went to bed last night, I went to bed thinking, Lord, show me something I'm supposed to be doing, because maybe I'm doing something wrong and my kids are falling to pieces.
Mm.
And I went to sleep and didn't sleep well. He woke me up at 12 o'clock. And I looked at my husband like something ain't right, because he sleep with his fully clothed.
Okay.
And my youngest son was there, and I'm like, where is everybody coming from? What is the problem? So I sat there for a while, and I couldn't think straight to pray, so I watched TBN, and there was a program on there that was really good for me. But after that 2 hours, that I mean, I was up. I didn't have to fall asleep until after 3. I turned the TV off and started talking. I said, okay, well, Lord, now my spirit is easy. Now I can talk to you and say maybe some things I couldn't say when I first went to bed at 9 o'clock. What is the problem? What am I doing wrong? Show me something, because I really don't know. I need to hear from you, because maybe there's something I'm doing wrong while everybody is falling to pieces. And sure enough, I went to sleep, and in my dreams, he showed me my own legs. My own legs.
Yeah, legs.
My thigh, yeah, legs. Like my thighs. And they were bruised, not bruised, but little arrows. Had punctured my thighs, and they were bleeding profusely. I mean, and I went to someone to get some help and could not get any help.
My God.
It wasn't like I said, well, okay, I'm going to deal with it, because obviously this is not a problem. So I thought about it. I got up, and I said, well, Lord, I don't know what that means right now, but I know you'll tell me throughout my day. And I went to my word, and I went to this book that I tried to go to bring to help the spirit to talk to me more so I can hear better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my own flesh. The Lord is letting me know there's something in my flesh that's going to be attacked and needs to die. So I need to let it. This is why I didn't get any help in the dream. I need to let this part of my flesh die. There's something in me that I'm not letting go.
Mm.
And the Lord slapped me 2 more times, because I thought I was doing the right thing. You know, I thought I had been moving along the way I needed to, but there's still this little part of me that I'm not letting go of.
Yes, yes. And the spirit will reveal that to her. And someone saying your voice is a little low, so if you can just speak up a little louder,
okay.
Dana. But see, you have to look at it. You have to look at it two ways. One thing that you can see, so when you're coming up against attack, you have to remember that Jesus Christ told the disciples that they would be persecuted for his name's sake. And we always look at persecution as somebody coming against us, as somebody trying to do something to us personally, but it is also our circumstances, amen, where circumstances can happen, like something like your car going down and you not having enough money to pay your mortgage, or something happening with your children. The devil will use whatever he can to try to get you off focus, to get you distracted, to the point where he can get you discouraged, and to the point where you're finally in a spirit, a state of dismay, where you say, that's it, I throw up my hands and I quit. But because you're a warrior and because you refuse to quit, these attacks are being accelerated on your life. Especially as we end 2007 and move into new beginnings for 2008, some things are being completed in you, and it may also be something in your flesh that needs to come out, but that's something that you're going to have to go and do some introspection and say, God, show me. Like you're saying, show me myself. My faith needs to be increased. Maybe I'm in sin and I don't know it, which I doubt it, because at your state, you're a mature Christian. I know you personally, and if you're in sin, you know it. And if you're in sin, you need to move out of it. And sin can be any type of disobedience to God. So he said, I set before you life and prosperity, death and destruction. So there are two ways that you have to look at that. Examine it spiritually and say, okay, is this a spiritual attack, or is God trying to grow me in this thing? And then realize that God always allows the spiritual attack. And the ulterior motive for God to allow it is for you to grow and get closer to him. Amen. And he wants you, what I believe, Dana, and I believe this with everything in me, I believe that God wants you to get to a point where you're so solid in your faith with him, where you say, you know, like Paul, I have learned to be content in every single situation. I'm not going to be swayed by the motion of the ocean. Or I'm not going to be distracted by the winds that are blowing, all of these tornadoes and hurricanes that are going on in my life. But I'm going to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus, and I'm going to keep my mind on the promises of God. Why? Why? Why are the promises of God even there? So that we can continue to be in relationship with God, so that we can continue to glorify God with our lives. Amen. And that I didn't get a chance. I have some other points. I'll pick them up next week. But I want you to be encouraged to know that you're in a storm, and you're in a storm because your faith is being tested. Your faith is being tested. And that thing with your legs, you talked about your legs being bruised. They said that not one of Jesus' bones would be broken as he hung there on the cross. Amen. Amen. And we think about being on the battlefield and even having the armor of God. When you think about your legs and your feet, it talks about having on your shoes shod with the readiness to spread the gospel of peace. Amen. So the devil wants to thwart you. He wants to thwart your ministry. He wants to stop you from moving forward. And he's come against your finances, your family, and your faith. Mm-hmm. But Satan, get behind me. You know, that was what I started out saying on today, that the devil has to get back behind. The Greek word for behind, one of the definitions is get back. Get back. And we have to push Satan back. We have to say, get behind me, get back. You can't stop me from moving forward and doing what God has for me to do. That has to be your declaration. And you have to, even if you don't have something, you have to not say, I don't have it. That's another thing. Or I can't do it. Or I feel like I feel like I'm not going to be able to make it, because that's what Satan wants you to say. And like Jesus, when he came out of the wilderness at the beginning of his ministry, you have to begin to put that scripture on and find the scripture for your situation, for your circumstances, and begin to speak that scripture over that circumstance and over that situation. The Bible says, great shall be the peace of your children. The Bible also says that God is going to provide for every need that you have. according to his riches. So everything has already been taken care of. It's just that you're going to have to go through this, amen, until you get to the point where you are solid in your faith. Too many of us, and me too, because I'm preaching to myself. Too many of us, we waver back and forth. You said you felt like someone was trying to kill you. Yeah, Satan wants to kill you. The scripture tells us that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We can't forget that God has already shown us in the Word what the plan of the enemy is. But he's also shown us in his Word, as Jesus said, but I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly, amen. No weapon formed against you can prosper. You're going to stand. You will stand after having done everything. And that's, again, your legs. If your legs are wounded, you can't stand. So I declare total healing, total victory, amen. Even in the area of your legs, the Bible says straighten your feeble ankles and your weak knees, amen. And that's, again, to increase your faith. Let your faith be increased to the point where nobody can tell you nothing about God and what he has planned for you. God is completing some things in our lives this last week of 2007. And we're moving into new beginnings. It is done. It is already done, Dana. It was already done for you, those of you who are listening out there. It's done. And the devil wants to make you believe that it's not done already and that you're going to be defeated by these circumstances. And by your emotions and by the people that love you, those are the ones that Satan will try to use in this season to get to you because they're closest to you. But sister, be encouraged and know that God's going to take care of all that. He's already taken care of, and you just, I declare healing. I'm going to pray for you, amen, as we close out. As we close out, I'm just going to pray for you and your family, amen, and just amen. Be encouraged. I pray that something that I've said has encouraged you.
Okay, yes, it has.
That you're going to keep moving forward anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, and with no money, you're going to keep moving forward because you know that our Father owns it all. He owns everything, so we don't have any lack with God. I haven't paid my mortgage yet. I make that confession, but it's being paid this week, and I confess that it's being paid, and I confess that God is continually supplying all of my needs. Now, sometimes he will let us go through what looks like lack, what looks like the pit. Somebody talked about no more pit dwelling. Well, you know, I'm sure Joseph would have wanted to say that, too, before his brothers threw him in the pit. And I'm sure Jeremiah wanted to say that before they threw him in the cistern. But the thing about it is sometimes we will find ourselves in the pit. Sometimes we will find ourselves in the valley of the shadow of death. But the thing about it is we shall fear no evil because God is always with us. David is he who is in me. He's with us. We have that sure enough power that we walk with, and we don't have to manifest the presence of God. It's there already. We feel like we got to pray him up. We got to get into the spirit, you know, and pray up the spirit of the Lord. But the thing about it is God is forever dwelling in us. So his power is available to us at all times. Amen. Hallelujah. And we've been cut off air. Hallelujah. Somebody said that they lost us. Amen. So we're not on the air anymore. But Dana, be encouraged, girl. Be encouraging us for the people who are going to listen to the archives. I just want to pray this prayer for our sister who called in and also for myself because I'm being tested right where you are, Dana. I'm going to give you my testimony. I'm being tested in the area of my finances. I've been trying to pay my mortgage. I've been paying my mortgage for the last 3 weeks. But every time I get ready to write that check, something else comes up. My husband's car broke down. We had to put $500 into his car for the last week. And then our plumbing got backed up in the basement, and the sewage comes up, and you can't live with that. You can't put that on hold, so we had to go ahead and put money into that. That was $200 for them to come in and do what they do down with the sump, down in the area, the basement and the sewage. And my daughter called yesterday. She's in Texas. I'm in New Jersey. Her electricity, her gas was shut off, and it's cold, and she has three kids. You know, and I'm like, okay, what do you need? I'm going to give you what you need because I have $1,300. I need more than that to pay my mortgage. So whatever you need, I'll give it to you right now. Because you know what? The devil's a liar. And as long as we move by faith and keep the confession on our mouth that, you know what, God shall provide for all of my needs and my children's peace is good. And what's going on with your son is only a test. God is only building his own relationship with your son because every knee must bow and your son is going to have to know God for sure for himself, especially in the world that we're living in. And he's not going to let him go under. My daughter was pregnant for the first time at 15, amen, and I thought I was going to die. I wasn't a Christian. I didn't think I was going to be able to make it through that thing. Amen. But this stuff is going on in the world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. And you're going to have to take a spiritual aspect and look at it from a bird's eye view, which means you're going to have to rise above your circumstances and to cut off those emotions that want to make you scared. Because fear is from the devil when your heart starts pumping Kool-Aid. Say, you know what, I'm going through, but I'm not scared. I'm going to go through the valley of the shadow of death. And it may look dark and dreary, but I'm not scared because I'm going to make it through this thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray, amen, so that I know you're at work so you can go back to work. Father God, we praise your holy name. Let us pray. We magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord. Yet when we praise you, we know who Jesus is in our lives, and we know that he dwells with us. He said, we abide in him, he abide in us. Hallelujah. And he said that he came so that we can have life and have that life more abundantly, and we receive that with everything in us by faith, because you know, you said that we cannot even begin to receive anything from you if we don't believe, God. So it's not just about confession, but it's about believing in our hearts, God, that your word is true, that your word is right, and that your word will not come back to you void, but that your word will prosper that thing to which you sent it. And we know that you have sent your word into our lives to prosper our lives, God, to give us hope, to give us stamina, to give us courage, to give us purpose, to give us direction, God. And we receive it to give us power. We receive it in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, strengthen my sister, Lord, even as she's going through the trial right now, God. But thank you for the full armor of God. And after she has done everything to stand, Lord, she shall yet stand, Father God, knowing that you will come in and fight her battles. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard against them, Lord, like a storm, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for the authority that you have given us in your word. And we declare your word over her life today, Lord. We rebuke the hand of the devourer. We rebuke the hand of the devourer right now. You said, though, Lord, that you would rebuke the hand of the devourer as we bring our tithes, as we bring our offerings into your house, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that your word is true, God. And now, Lord, I ask that you, Father God, speak to my sister's heart, God, in the name. And everybody that's listening, speak to our hearts, God. Speak to our hearts. Show us what we need to do, God. Show us if we're out of order. Pierce our hearts, Father God, and show us the error of our ways, if there is one, Father God. We need to know because we want to walk circumspectly before you, God. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we magnify your name, Lord. We stand, Father God, on the power of your word, and we draw on the power that is in us. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Cover my sister's family. Cover her finances and cover her faith. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. I feel the fire of the Lord in this place. Dana, you go in peace. Amen.
Thank you.
And serve the Lord. And serve the Lord. You're going to make it through, girl. It might not feel like it, but forget about your emotions. You are a warrior on the battlefield of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And we declare a thing, and it shall be so. Amen. And I declare blessings over you and your household. Well, that's it. That's it for today's Power in the Word program. This has been Pastor Rebecca with my guest Dana, who called in, and she's been a blessing to us because I'm certain that somebody out there needed to hear what we talked about on today. I want to encourage you all, especially you, my sister Dana, to make the most out of every single opportunity and remember that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace. Have a blessed day, Dana.
You too.